In the NFL, Justin Tucker's sixth field goal of the game was a 61-yard boot with 38 seconds left to give the Baltimore Ravens an 18-16 win at Detroit. Tucker also hit field goals of 53 and 49 yards as the Ravens improved to 8-6, one game behind first-place Cincinnati in the AFC North. In the NBA, Boston beat Minnesota 101-97 behind Jared Sullinger's 24 points and 11 rebounds. Sullinger chipped in 15 points and 6 boards in the fourth quarter alone, including a tie-breaking three-pointer with 2 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. Joe Johnson drained an NBA season-high 10 three-pointers en route to a 37-point performance in Brooklyn's 130-94 victory against Philadelphia. Johnson was 10 for 14 from behind the arc, including 8 of 10 during an incredible third-quarter shooting performance in which he scored 29 points. Washington beat New York 102-101 on Bradley Beal's driving layup with 6 seconds to play. Detroit won against Indiana 101-96. It was Atlanta over the Lakers 114-100. Miami defeated Utah 117-94. LeBron James finished with 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. Orlando 83, Chicago 82, and San Antonio fell to the Clippers 115-92. In college basketball, number 8 Duke won against Gardner-Webb 85-66. Following massive protests in Kiev, Ukraine, Vitaly Klitschko vacated his WBC World Heavyweight title and announced he's leaving boxing to pursue a presidential bid. But should he decide to return to the sport, the World Boxing Council proclaimed Klitschko a champion emeritus, meaning he'd be allowed to directly challenge the new champion. Finally, checking news on the ice, Pittsburgh beat Toronto 3-1, Ottawa topped St. Louis 3-2 in overtime, and Dallas fell to Colorado 6-2. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.